Joining me this morning is Buffalo Mayor Mike Johnson. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Brady.
We'll start off with the Buffalo Tech Park. I know there's been a couple of meetings as far as trying to get funding for this. Where are we at on that?
We received first round of funding from, actually, the SLIB board gave that to us. So the Wyoming Business Council had not recommended any funding due to the cuts that they had. Buffalo was very fortunate that the Lobbin Street project came in $750,000 under what was budgeted there. So the SLIB board combined that money that was left in Wyoming Business Council with an additional $250,000. So we got $1 million to start that with. And the project was originally estimated to cost $2.8 million. We thought we had that down to about 1.8. The total project, if we do everything in it, including a lift station that was found to be necessary, storm drains, and a retaining wall, is about $2.2 million. So the Business Council, their loan committee, met at the end of, well, the first part of September, I believe, and they did not recommend funding for the rest of the project. So there was a few of us that made the trip over to Cody for the Wyoming Business Council meeting, and the full board recommended funding of an additional $720,000. So we go before the SLIB board on October 4th, next week, to finalize that. They have the final say on funds allocated for that. We'll meet with the governor, the secretary of state, the state treasurer, state auditor, superintendent of public instruction on the 3rd to talk to him additionally about the project. We've already talked to all of them, but the Secretary of State, Mr. Buchanan, was not there at that time when we talked to him before. So we'll speak with him and then the rest of them again, and then attend the SLIB meeting on the next day. And hopefully they, you know, will okay the funding that the Business Council has granted.
What's kind of your expectations? Do you feel like they're going to approve it?
Yes, I do. Okay. They, you know, they hardly ever go against the recommendation of the Business Council. These have been more challenging times because of, you know, decreased amount of dollars that they have. They do their funding by quarters. I had our engineer figure out what $1 million would do because I want a finished product there no matter what we have. And with this, we'll be able to get real close. There's, I think, a total of 14 potential parcels in phase one that we've identified. And $1 million would have gotten two large ones, about 10 acres, done. And you know, now this is going to get the water and sewer done for, I think, all of those parcels. We got some great bids that came in regarding this. Again, the base bid was $451,000 that the city awarded for this. That was Barnum Construction. That's to do all of the water and sewer to the all of the lots, subgrade on the roads. You know, this time of year, we wouldn't put any finished surfaces there because it's, we'll do that in the springtime. And then their alternative bid was a little over $1.1 million for concrete streets and curb and gutter. Paving was $930-some thousand for asphalt paving and curb and gutter. So difference of about $255,000 with that. That'll be looked at. It's if we can do concrete, it's so much better project, but it may not be able to be done, and we'll have a great finished product with asphalt.
And so for people who may be thinking, you know, what exactly is this Buffalo Technology Park? Is it just basically lots that'll be ready to build on for businesses that also include things like high-speed internet?
Absolutely. Right now, the community itself, you know, we can't compete with Sheridan and Gillette having ground available, like Sheridan's Tech Park out there that Weatherby is going into, VacuTech is out there. There's some other businesses. This will be available. What's nice about the location here is we have the substation is right there for power. The city owns this land, so, you know, as the lots are sold, the city will, you know, recoup money from that. Business Council will too. There's a 25% recapture fee on lot sales that goes back to the Business Council to fund other, you know, projects. And we have a lot of interest right now due to Weatherby, you know, going into Sheridan. Businesses that serve Weatherby but serve other similar manufacturers that don't want to be located necessarily in Sheridan but would love to be located close by and into Buffalo, Johnson County. We two interstates come together there, I-90 and I-25. We have the power, we have fiber, the high-speed fiber. We have the wastewater treatment plant is right next door. If a big data center needs cooling capabilities, we have 800,000 to over 1 million gallons of gray water that's discharged from that can be used in cooling purposes. This is a great setup. Probably one of the unique ones, maybe the uniquest one in the whole state of Wyoming for a business, you know, type park. This is not only to attract, you know, businesses from outside of the area, but also businesses within Johnson County that need bigger space, that are looking to expand. This would be a great site for them as well.
And that's located off of TW Road, is that right? This the location for all this?
Correct. You know, okay. You'd access TW Road off of 16 East, it's right there on the right-hand side as you come off of 16.